Life-changing events and encounters often happen to fulfill karmic and individual soul contracts. These events are part of the karmic cycle, and they usually occur during the first part of one's life. Most people are unaware of their authentic self and their spiritual gifts and abilities. They are stuck inside an illusion that keeps them bound to the karmic cycle of this physical reality. The ego has many functions, and one of them is to protect our sanity as we find our way out of the forgetful state and awaken our spiritual consciousness. This awakening often happens later in life, but it can happen in any given situation at any time. For generations, the cycle of life was about breaking free from the lower mind and to connect with the higher mind, also called the soul consciousness. However, this has changed as the earth and humanity are increasing its frequency and vibration. The old ways and concepts will fall away as new generations are born with their spiritual gifts and abilities fully activated. Instead of having to go through a time of forgetfulness, they will remember their spiritual and ancestral heritage. These children know where they came from and what their purpose is. Our collective consciousness hasn't reached this phase just yet, but on an individual level, the spiritual consciousness is growing until everyone becomes awakened. A person will have an opportunity to awaken, but this window will close when they choose to ignore the signs and opportunity. Not everyone wants to let go of the old ways or awaken their consciousness. The decision to stay within the lower consciousness is caused by a fear of the unknown. Another opportunity to awaken the consciousness is offered during the final stages of life. This usually happens when someone is dying from an illness or old age. As we near the end of life, the veil between the physical and the spiritual realm becomes thin. The body goes through a separation process with its spirit when it is dying. Many people will see nature spirits and loved ones who already passed on, have conversations with people who aren't visibly there, or hear voices calling their name. When death arrives, most people's spirit will step away from its body and observes itself. The spirit will watch itself for a while, as in to say farewell, before it moves into the afterlife. But, that is not always the case. Depending on the situation, a spirit will react differently to its passing. In case of a sudden death, they can feel confused and linger in the Earth's atmosphere as a ghost. What happens next depends on the person's belief system and the level of consciousness awareness achieved during life. Eventually, all spirits return to their source, and when they enter the light, its silver cord is severed with the physical reality. Shock, numbness, uncontrollable crying, much sleep, and feeling lethargic are some symptoms of grieving. It feels like it's never going to end, but it will. It is important to allow yourself to fully feel the experience so that healing can take place. Death is a transition from one realm into the next. We keep our loved ones alive by honoring their memories and also by letting them return to spirit.